initially study the devotional service is compared to two annas, or an eighth of a silver coin, by which the holy name is imbued with the lowest form, Rupa Yukta Naam. And then it goes on, Ruchi Ashakti Bhava, and then praying is the golden coin. But it just seems in the age that we're in now, people go from a price of faith to maybe two prices, three prices, and it takes quite a long time before they get to the stage of Nishta, eighth of a silver coin.
So what was the point?
So I was just wondering, at least in the time of Bhakti Thakur, there wasn't that much literature available on how a person progresses from a pais to a faith to Nishta. It seems in general devotees in ISKCON struggle from getting from a pais to Nishta, and it seems to take a long time if they even get to the stage of Nishta, percentage wise. So should there be more information on how devotees can progress from a pais to a Nishta?
All of Prabhupada's books is about that. That's why it's about Yunanda's body. When you get to Nishta, then you're sort of better off. You're still, at least, you're not rollercoastered by mental or physical impulses, but you resist, and you study in mind, study in word, study in deed. That's all Prabhupada's purpose, or more or less. To get devotees to steadiness, get fixed up, Prabhupada gives you, that's what he means by being fixed up. And then beyond that, things start to really pick up. Because before then, an artist are a real burden. So it's really just one's acting dutifully. He gets taste by Krishna's grace. He gets taste. There's taste in every stage of sadhana bhakti. But the taste is anishta. It's often overcome by bad habits, especially offenses and so on. But when one becomes steady, then the real taste comes from devotional practices, and from that taste awakens real attachment, and those really propel a devotee forward in sadhana. That's why when that, he says, Nishta is Rupa, Krishna's form, he said.
Yeah, and then comes Guna. Yeah.
And then Guna. So, and for all intents and purposes, on one side, we have all of the philosophy, all the teachings is there. In other words, what great sages don't know, we have in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what's unsaid in the Bhagavad Gita is there. Bhagavatam is what's the goal, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, how you achieve that goal. And so that's what to speak of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that's all there. And once you just get over those hurdles, your devotional practice and the knowledge moves you forward very quickly. But we're Manda, Sumanda, we're very unfortunate in Kali Yuga, and we've got a lot of, so just to get over the hump of past conditioning is a challenge. To at least stop acting like a body.
There's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur refers to anatta nivritti and artha pavritti should come after 15 or 20 years of study devotional service, but that was when he was around.
Say that again. Artha pavritti should come when?
After 15 or 20 years of study devotional service.
That's Bhakti, not Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that, yeah. And I was thinking, well, maybe that was then, but now, realistically. How long do you have to be studying?
There's no formula. It's, you know, like you say, it could be 15, 20, it could be 30, 40, it could be 5, it could be immediately. But it requires, one has to, and the real thing is one has to be qualified. So you should, his statement is that you should be qualified after 15, 20 years for artha pavritti. But if you're not, then don't bother. So it requires a certain degree of purification of the heart. Nasta praeshu badreshu mityam bhagavata sevanam. Nasta praeshu.
I just wondered how that tied in with when you were saying if you knew then what you knew now about Vanashram, then you wouldn't have been so much anxiety dealing with the devotees, because your expectations would not have been as high, maybe.
I don't know, it's psychology. One aspect of Varnashram is psychology. In other words, when you talk about people's nature, you're talking about how they're conditioned, and which is, you know, often the body's the least of the worry. It's more the mind, and different people have different conditioning. So their minds are in a different frame set. So easier if by knowing or realizing the nature and knowing actually what the sequential steps are, then, you know, rather than sometimes getting devotees to try and take 10 steps at a time, you just get them to take one step at a time. And it may be faster taking one step at a time than trying to take 10. So, because we've got this super high goal, but you can't just break in there just by wanting to. You have to want to go there, but that doesn't get you there. You gotta do more than that. So how to actually apply and how to see, because often in, I guess you say, counseling or preaching to people, it's like sankirtan. Now, either you're just trying to tell them what you want to tell them, or you can immediately relate to where they're at and know what they need to hear. It's to say, you want the same result, but when you're just there trying to give them a line, you're not going to be a very successful sankirtan devotee. But if you know how to relate to people, and then you successfully, you achieve the same thing, but, you know, the devotee who knows how to relate to people, knows how to, in a few moments, find some common ground on which they can take that person to a higher level, he's going to be much more successful in Krishna consciousness. So it's like that, in book distribution. And it's like that in preaching, it's like that in counseling people, it's having a holistic understanding. And of course, when you're preaching, and especially when you're dealing with devotees, you've got lots of time. It's not like, you know, you're on the street and you've got 30 seconds to figure it all out. You got lots of time, and just like when, you know, how many times on the street can you get 2,000 pound donations? Well, it's pretty rare, because you really need to connect with a person for that. But you can do it if you're talking to them, you know, twice a year, half an hour a time, then you can get more. So same thing. The more we connect with the devotees, the more we can get out of them in terms of surrender and service to Krishna. But they really need to make the connection rather than my just telling them as it is, which doesn't find its best relevance in terms of actually where they're at. But they can't relate to it. Same thing, but just cast in a different way can make a whole world of difference. Just like that with children, with raising kids. You say the same thing, but according to how you say it, then, you know, you get a different result. So to the real, you know, rascal child, you know, you tell them the opposite of what you want, and then that's what will happen, rather than telling them what you want.